WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, it's Alex Caton. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Ann.
I saw your husband who dropped by the CD. I think it was sometime in September.
Yep, and, that's right.
And so you obviously have been keeping busy, you know, during that time. Because it's been a while since you've actually played in Charlottesville.
It has, actually. I should have thought about exactly when it was before I came in, but it's been many months. And basically, this is going to be the first time I'm at the new Southern, and so I'm excited about that. So I think the last time I played in town was at the Gravity Lounge, maybe back in the springtime. And since then, we've kind of gone all over.
Well, you also somewhere in there recorded this album as well. That probably kept you busy. You went up to New York to record this?
Yes, we went to Woodstock, New York. And I went up for about a week. And Maddie Metcalf and Daryl Mueller came up, which was great. They came up for a few days. And then I played with a bunch of folks that I knew up in the Woodstock area. And we recorded up at Levon Helm Studio right up in Woodstock.
Right after our friends from the Black Crowes had been there.
Yeah, literally a couple weeks, and we just heard some good stories. They showed up with about 80 guitars and 40 amps that we became pretty good friends with all the sound guys up there and engineers, and one guy's job was to tune and restring 80 guitars.
Was this on a daily basis or just once they showed up?
They showed up.
Well, that's still a lot of work. How did you choose Levon Helm Studios over the multitude of studios here and all the way in between?
Well, I've been a fan of Levon Helm and the band for a long time. And I just kind of was thinking about where I might want to do a CD and got pretty much as close as looking up Levon's site online and almost, you know, went to send an email to inquire about it and saw that it was like one of those form emails. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that right away. And then probably a couple months later, we saw Levon's band play at the Paramount, which was a fantastic show. And after the show, we just kind of went and hung out at Miller's for the night. And the band pretty much sat at our table, and the table's next to us, you know, his 12-piece band. And we just got chatting with people, and then before you know it, we realized we were chatting with the sound engineers and the recording engineers and became really just friendly. And they handed us just, you know, Justin, who's the lead engineer up there, handed me his card and said, you know, don't email. We got a ton of emails. Just call. And so we did, and it worked out.
Well, your intuition was dead on in terms of the form email, so that's good that you held off. And then you have brought with you this morning Peter, who I know is someone who used to be in touch with me about bluegrass, and he's here with a five-string banjo this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How you doing, Ann?
Good. How did you, even though I know the story, I'm just going to ask you the question, how did you hook up with Alex to play music with her?
Well, it's all thanks to WNRN. We came in, both of us happened to be volunteering at the Spring Fun Drive in 2009, and you'd spoken very highly of Alex in the past, said you got to meet her. She's the old-time and Irish fiddler to meet in Charlottesville, and we both happened to be working the same 6 a.m. shift answering phones, and through bleary eyes I got to meet her, and one thing led to another, and now we've been performing since summertime.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm glad things... It's not quite the same story as like Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi meeting at the WNCW studios, but it's still a good story, and I'm glad that you met here. Well, how about if you play us a tune?
Yeah, we're going to love to. We're going to play one of my favorite old-time tunes that's called Call Your Dogs and Let's Go Hunting.
It's a banjo-fiddle duet.
And they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Southern. We're going to have some tickets to this show, but a little bit later on.
Thank you.
Live Music in the WNRN studios this morning with Alex Caton and Peter Wynn. They're both here, and we're talking about Alex's show tomorrow night at the Southern. You know, it's kind of exciting about this show is that you're going to have a whole host of people that are going to be with you tomorrow night at the Southern. So probably a good time to talk about that for a minute. Who is going to be playing with you?
It's a great band, honestly. Well, as you've met Peter Winnie, he's, of course, going to be there. And I couldn't say enough wonderful things about playing and meeting Pete Winnie, because I feel like we just kind of clicked and like the same kind of music and don't just play old-time tunes, but like to do really mix it up. And we kind of do in this band that's playing tomorrow. So Pete's going to be playing banjo, guitar, and he's a great vocalist that you're going to hear in just a minute. And then Matty Metcalf, of course. He was played a really big role in the CD that I put out. Really, you know, for months before beforehand, really helped me get my mind around some arrangements for the songs especially. And he kind of was all over it on, you know, keyboards, accordion, mandolin, and I'm trying to think. I guess that was mainly it. So he'll be there tomorrow, maybe not with five instruments, but with a few. And he's a total delight. I've played with him for a long time and really appreciate his skill.
Well, I remember, I think the first time I ever saw Matty actually was in your Verbunk Gypsy band.
That was such a fun band. And so Matty will be there, and Lou Boris, who's just a dear, dear friend, and he and I have played in multiple groups over the years, and I just think he's a fantastic bass player. And Stuart Gunner, that I met actually through Lou. Stuart plays with Wrinkle Neck Mules, as you know, and he's a delight as well, and a really great, really great drummer. And so it's we've did a couple shows. Really, we did one all together in that group, and then Stuart, Lou, Pete, and I did a couple other shows out of town. And it's a really fun, great band. They listen incredibly well, and lots of nice energy on stage. What we like to do also is we do a lot of the tunes as a full band, and then Pete and I do some duo stuff, and we do some stuff as a trio. So there's a lot of nice movement up on stage.
Got Alex Caton here in the WNRN studios as this morning, and the show tomorrow night that we've been talking about is going to be at the Sun. This is an early show.
It is. They're going to open their doors around 6, and I think Matty and Ned are opening with Old Calf, and I think they're going to be starting around 6:30, maybe. Originally, I thought we were starting around 7, so I think between 6:30 and 7 is when things are really kind of getting underway. And I would definitely, if you want to catch Old Calf, get there a little earlier than 7.
Southern also has a great food menu. Me and Alex had brunch there the other day, so get there early to try out the menu.
Were you part of the local music showcase that they were doing, or just checking out the cuisine?
Just checking out the cuisine, mostly. Yeah. We played a couple tunes out outside. It was a nice day.
Yeah. I know they're going to be trying to feature some local music on Sundays for brunch. So, well, let's go right to this new CD you've got, Alex, called The Sinners and the Saved. And you wanted me to cue up the Sad Situation song. We'll talk a little bit more about your music selection for this new CD in just a minute. Here's Alex Caton on WNRN.
Life seems a sad situation. Before I faced the light of temptations before, yes, I've known others like you with a heart made of stone, but by now I guess I should be used to living alone. It's a sad situation.
WNRN with music from Alex Caton. She's got a brand new album, came out this fall, called The Sinners and the Saved. And we just heard Sad Situation. I've got Alex Caton right here in the WNRN studios this morning, and glad to have her and Peter Winnie here. So I was really kind of interested and intrigued by your choice of songs. So, I mean, I've seen you obviously in many, many of your different groupings of local musicians, whether you're doing gypsy music or Celtic music or your own band doing your own thing. It was kind of funny. I was listening to this album, and I know you're a big fan of Daniel Lanois because I've heard you cover several of his things. And when I was listening to Hot Dog, I was trying to figure out whether it was a Daniel Lanois tune because you kind of had that sensibility about the way that you were playing it. And then I was like, no, it's a Led Zeppelin tune. But it's a Led Zeppelin tune that always has stood out for me as kind of something that could be translated into more of a folk thing. I mean, I've heard all sorts of versions of the Battle of Evermore, which is kind of an interesting one. But this one is also one that I've always kind of in my mind. I think I've actually even played it, the original, on this program sometime in the last 10 years because it fits.
It's so, an out-and-out country song.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's the lyrics in it are just as country as it can get.
Right. And I remember even when I don't know if you had this whole experience of going to the record store back in whenever it came out, 1981 or 80, and, you know, getting it. You know, that was the one Led Zeppelin that actually came in a brown bag. Do you remember
right.
that?
Yeah, right.
And then it was like, what is this song that's on there? So it was an interesting one to hear it again through you. But so you have, you know, we played the Clyde Pitts song there?
Yeah, it was written by Clyde Pitts, but Delia Bell recorded it on, I'm trying to remember the exact title, but, you know, the after Down from the Mountain and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There was a female, all-female record put out of female bluegrass singers. Does anyone remember the title of that?
There was one, Blue Rose, but that was way before Oh Brother. But there's like Daughters of Bluegrass.
I will remember it. Yeah. But it was an all-female compilation. Delia Bell, who I actually, I got to hear that version and got interested in her. Plus Molly O'Day, who's on that. I did a cover by her that we're going to hear later. And I spent a little bit of time with Ginny Hawker down in West Virginia. She's a fantastic mountain singer and gospel and country singer, and she kind of really turned me on to these other female singers to listen to, because I was not necessarily listening to a lot of female singers when I was trying to work on my vocals, and so she turned me on to Delia Bell, and I learned it from her version, but we kind of with Maddie's magic mixed it up a little bit.
Well, but you also cover, you know, Hank and, of course, you know, a large array of traditional music as well, which, and you did one of your own tunes. Do you do a lot of writing?
Yeah, there's a couple songs that I put on that album, and it's been slowly happening more and more, and I have about, I don't know, it's just all of a sudden I have about four or five that I'm working on, and it's coming easier. I think just getting confidence, putting some out in the world, and realize that people aren't going to tell you to stop, and I really like it. And I think it's just getting stronger all the time. And I think, like anything, it's just confidence, you know, that these, I've got something to say, and I want to say it.
Well, good. Alex Caton and Peter Winnie live in the WNRN studios. Y'all promised me a live tune featuring some vocals from Peter, so I'm hoping that you could do that next for us.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. This one is called East Virginia Blues. It's a traditional, I think it was originally a ballad, but I got it from the Stanley Brothers version, Ralph Stanley. Everybody knows the great Dr. Ralph. He used to actually be on Charlottesville's own record label, Rebel Records. Virginia, North Carolina, I did roam. There I court a fair young lady,
did not know. Oh, her hair was dark and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore wild lilies, where I longed to lay my head. Your mother, if you my bride might ever be. If she says no, come back and tell me, and I'll run away with thee. I'll go back to East Virginia, North Carolina ain't my home. I'll go back to East Virginia, leave old North Carolina alone. I can't wait it, and I have no wings to fly. I'll just get some blue-eyed boatman for to row me o'er the tide. For you know I'd like to see you, and my door you welcome in, and my gate I'll always greet you, for you're the girl I tried to win.
WNRN with music from Alex Caton, Peter Winnie here on WNRN's Acoustic Sunrise. They are going to be playing with Alex's full band tomorrow night, and we've got some tickets to the show to give away a little bit later on. Well, what else is happening in 2010 for you, Alex? It sounds like you've had a pretty full 2009 with recording and putting out this new CD, but what else is next for you? We always have to move on to the next thing, right?
So Pete and I are going back to the West Coast in February. We were out there for a tour this fall and got asked to play at the San Francisco Bluegrass and Old Time Festival. And so we're really excited about that. And we're going to put together a tour around that in February. And then I'll be playing in Richmond for at the Folk Society in Richmond Folk Society in February. And then basically we're looking to tour back up to Woodstock again and upstate New York and West Virginia, North Carolina. So a bit more touring and, trying to get that CD out in the world before thinking about too many new ones. I'm going to be writing some songs. That's been really fun. And hopefully Pete will be there for a bunch of it too.
Yeah, we're planning on playing together for indefinite future, although fingers crossed, I did apply for a fellowship at Berea College in Kentucky, so I might be taking a quick trip over there to study traditional music.
So, that's a great place.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they've got a big sound archive of pretty much every commercial and field country music recording that you could ever find.
Also, just the just being surrounded by the traditional arts there, yep, is kind of a cool thing. I just happened to go there visiting a friend many years ago, probably about 15 years ago now, and just really was amazed by it. So I'm glad I hope you have the opportunity to go there and take some time in Berea, Kentucky.
Me too.
Well, thanks both of you to come in. We're going to give away this pair of tickets to tomorrow's show. As Alex said, the doors are going to open around 6 and things are going to start musically around 6:30 tomorrow night for this early show featuring not only Alex and her band, but also Old Calf as well. And here's another tune from Alex's new album. This is the Molly O'Day song that she was talking about earlier, When My Time Comes to Go.